By the merciless light of midday, the goddess's expression was melancholy and her beauty marred by the ravages of millennia. With one last glance around the temple to make certain that he was unobserved, Mansur went down on one knee before her. Wind-blown sand was piled along one side of the pedestal base. Someone had arranged 5 small chips of white marble in the shape of an arrowhead. It pointed at a spot where the sand had been recently disturbed, then carefully smoothed over again. He swept away the sand. There was a narrow crack between the marble base of the statue and the stone flags of the floor. When he lowered his face to floor level, he saw that a folded sheet of parchment had been pushed deep into the crack. He had to use his dagger to prise it out. He unfolded the sheet and saw that both sides were written upon in an elegant feminine script. He refolded the sheet, hid it in his sleeve, hurried back to his own tent, and went into the inner room. He spread out the letter on his sleeping mat and pored over it. There was no salutation.
"I hope you will be here tonight. If you are not, I will leave this for you. I heard the alarm a short while ago and the horsemen riding out, and I must believe that you went with them. I suspect that you are chasing the 2 men who came to my father this night. They are generals in the army of Zayn al-Din. One is named Kadem ibn Abu Bakr, the other is a renegade Dutchman whose name I did not know. They command the Turkish infantry who will lead the assault on Muscat. The news they brought my father is that at this very moment the fleet and the transports carrying Zayn's army are no longer lying in Zanzibar roads. They sailed 2 weeks ago, and they are already at anchor off Bumi Island. My father and I will return on board the Arcturus with all dispatch so that we are not trapped in the city when the Turks attack. It is my father's purpose to join Zayn's fleet so that he might be present when Zayn enters the city."
Mansur felt his heart turn cold with dread. Bumi Island lay a mere 10 sea miles from the entrance to Muscat Harbour. The enemy had come secretly upon them, and the city lay under terrible threat. He read on quickly.
"Zayn himself is aboard the flagship. He has 50 great dhows and 7,000 Turkish soldiers on board. They plan to land on the peninsula and march on the city from the landward side to surprise the defences and avoid the batteries of cannon on the seaward walls. By the time you read this, they may have already launched their attack. Zayn has another 50 dhows crammed with troops and the munitions of war following. They will be in Muscat within the next week."
Mansur was so stricken that he could barely bring himself to read the rest of the letter before rushing out to warn his father. "It is with deep sadness and guilt that I must tell you that my father's offer of assistance to the junta was a ruse to lull them and to keep the desert sheikhs in Muscat until Zayn could fall upon them and capture all of them together. They will receive no mercy from him, nor shall you and your father. I knew nothing of this until an hour ago. I truly believed that the offer of British protection my father made was genuine. I am ashamed by what he has done to his brothers, Tom and Dorian, down the years. I knew nothing of this either, not until you told me of it. I have always known he was an ambitious man, but I had no idea of the true extent of his ruthlessness. I wish there was some way in which I could make amends."
"There is, Verity. Oh, yes, there is," Mansur whispered, as he read on.
"There is more that it pains me to relate. I learned tonight that Kadem ibn Abu Bakr is the villain who assassinated your mother, Princess Yasmini. He boasted of the heinous murder. Tonight he wanted to kill your father and you also. My father prevented him doing so, not on grounds of compassion, but lest the plot he has hatched with Zayn al-Din to recapture the city be jeopardized. If my father had not stopped him, I swear to you on my hope of salvation that I would have managed to warn you somehow. You cannot know how deep is my repugnance for the deeds my father has committed. In one short hour, I have come to hate him. I fear him even more. Please forgive me, Mansur, for the hurt we have done you."
"You are not to blame," he whispered, and turned over the sheet of the parchment. He read the last few lines. "Last night you asked me if I did not feel anything between you and me. I would not answer you then. But I answer you now. Yes, I do. If we never meet again, I hope you will always believe that I never intended to cause you hurt.
Your affectionate cousin, Verity Courtney.